in terms of the p'tur of tefillin, where our Gemara has the shita that we're dealing over here, v'achrisa ki yom mar, that this is a din of yom rishon. We cleared a chakira that lechora the avel has a dual status on the first day of avelus. The question is, which of these is the criteria for the p'tur of tefillin? Is it the chaloshem begavra, that he has now begun his avelus? Are we talking about the first day of minhage avelus, with the nafgamina being where we would have a certain disconnect between those two? And we gave the nafgamina in terms of cholamoid, where in cholamoid you have a gavra of an avel, there is a din of nichum avelim. However, the nihuge avelus only begin on isruchag. So which of these days would be shayach to have the p'tur of tefillin? And we saw that there is a machlokas among the achronim as to which of these days is the criteria. The second nachgemina that I gave you, that I sent you to, was in terms of the world of Tisha B'Av, that the Mechaber, and you know, sometimes we know things from, sometimes it's much easier to learn sugyas that are more theoretical than more practical, because in practical sugyas we tend to have preconceptions in terms of what we do, and we sort of tend to assume that's the only way of doing things. So the Mechaber in Siman Lamed Ches and Zivav points out Tisha B'Av Chayavim B'Tfilin. We know that we have a minhag of pushing off tefillin until mincha, but basically there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. If one looks at the makar in the Gemara about the person's behavior on Tisha B'Av, we have a certain lack, we have a certain ambiguity. Henry Kissinger once spoke about the fact that if you want to come up with some sort of an agreement between nations, it's always good to have constructive ambiguity, that every side will feel that they won. So, but sometimes we have ambiguity which is not constructive, but leads to a lack of understanding. So the Gemara over there says, Tanu Rabbanan, and tiny stuff, Lamed Ben Alef, Kol Mitzvos HaNohagos Ba'avel, Nohagos B'Tisha Ba'av. We have a klal, and then we have a prat. Asr Ba'achila V'Shtiya, Sikon Ilas HaSandal, Tashmin Shamita, Asr Likros Batar Nevi'im V'Ksuvim, V'chulei. And our question is, where does tefillin fit into the world of Tisha B'Av? Does it come under the klal of Kol Mitzvos HaNohagos Ba'av El Nohagos V'Tisha B'Av, which would include the Easter of tefillin on Yom Rishon, and Tisha B'Av is only Yom Rishon? Or do we look at the Pratim, Asr Bachil Vashtiya, Besika, Nila Sasandal, Tashbishamita, learning Torah, doesn't mention anything at all about tefillin. So the Rush points out that this was a machlokas within Ashkenaz. Umistabra, says the Rush himself, this is the Rush in Tainus over there on that Gemara, the Chayev B'Tfilin. Af agav dehi mitzvus lo ta'aseh. Even though Lechora, it is a mitzvah hanoheges ba'avel, not to wear tefillin. Kevan da'avel gufe lo mitzar, ela b'yom rishon, v'chomir tisha of mishim simei avelus. Perhaps what the, in order to be able to link the klal with the prat, we'll speak about mitzvos hanoagos ba'avel shiva yamim, as opposed to mitzvos that are only dealing with the first day. Ubraisa, mitzvos hanoagos ba'avel kol shiva katani, uperusha kamafarish lehu rechitza sikuni lasasandal tashmin shamita likros betorah. Namely, simply to insert the words of kol mitzvos hanoagos ba'avel shiva yamim, that's what applies to Tisha B'Av, to exclude tefillin. Tefillin, you would be chayev. However, then the Rush points out that Rabbeinu Meir, the Maharami Rutenberg, who was the, this is Minog Ashkenaz, is the Maharami Rutenberg, Kosa v'nira de b'tisha b'av ein lo haniach tefillin, kamo yom rishon da'avel, de ein yom mar yoser mimenu, yom kavua b'chia le'dorot. Namely, this is exactly our chakira. In other words, if we'll ask, what about the individual Jew on Tisha B'Av? There's no chaloshem avil begavra more than on the, you know, words on the avelus of Tisha B'Av. Ein yom mar yoser mimenu. In terms of nihuge avelus, so Tisha B'Av may only have the Nihuge Avelus of Shiva as opposed to Yom Rishon, but the Gavra of Avel, a person is considered to be in that level on Tisha B'Av. So if we're going to link the Iser of Tefillin with the Gavra of Avel, Sir Rabbeinu Meir, Sir Mara Rutenberg says, Tisha B'Av Ein Laniach Tefillin. If we're going to link it with the Nihuge Avelus of Shiva, then there would be a Chiyuv of Tefillin. So this remains a Machlokas Rishonim over there in the Rush. Again, by the time we get to Shulchan Aruch, the Rami Rutenberg has disappeared. However, the Rush points out Efshar Shedochak Limso Smach LeMinag Ashkenaz, that Kanareh, that it wasn't only the Maharam speaking as a theoretical possibility, but in the time of the Balei HaTosfos, Minag Ashkenaz was not to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Dafka, you know, it's a chiddush to say that one should wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. But what we find in the Rambam is a third shita. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Tanis, speaks about the minhagim of Tisha B'Av. He speaks about Sheila Shalom. He speaks about learning. And at the very, very end of Perek Hey Halachi Yirat, the Rambam says, Miktsas hachachamim nohagim shelo laniach bo tefillin berosh. This is something that we haven't seen. In other words, we spoke about tefillin as a organic whole. So we saw that according to the Rush and the Beis Yosef, and the Rush and the Machaber, once chayev in tefillin, according to Marami Rutenberg, you're potter from tefillin. The Rambam says that tefillin shel yad you would wear, tefillin shel rosh you wouldn't wear. Why in the world would we distinguish between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, Elchanan?
I guess I said something about
kolani v'roshi. That's cute. You know, it could be. But what is the whole drasha?
It's the rashi that we saw the
chavosh. Chavosh pe'ercha, in which that which gives you the standing of dignity. And the Gemara points out in Menachos, Ra'u kol amei aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha ze tefillin she berosh. The tefillin she rosh serves as the pe'er of the individual. And halacha l'maisa, there is a residue of such of a minhag that was begun by the Torah. If you look in the Torah in Siman Kafei, Ra'isi Adoni Avi Harosh Zal shehayim edaktek lahanicham, that when did the Rosh put on tefillin in Shacharis? Kishayim esader habrachos, in the middle of Birkos HaShachar, hayim esadram zachar zeh ad oter Yisrael betif ara. And then az hayam enicham and mevarech oter Yisrael betif ara v'fi shehatfilin nikroim pe'er pe'er chachavosh alecha v'nikroim tefillin lashon tuli lahim os ve'edus sheshchina shora aleinu. Namely, that we do find that within the world of tefillin, that although we have the mitzvahs of Rosh and Yad, when we speak about the Oter Yisrael B'tif Ara, when we speak about Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha, when we speak about the Pe'er, we're speaking about the tefillin Shel Rosh. However, this distinction we haven't yet seen. We didn't see it at all in Hilchos Avel, that the Avel will wear tefillin shel yad and not wear tefillin shel rosh. So, ein beis medrash v'lo chiddush. We have a new sefer in the beis medrash that since we're learning Sukkah, the Frankel Rambam came out with a new Frankel Rambam on Zmanim, not of one volume but of two volumes. Because I searched in the Frankel Rambam on Hilchos Tanis in the original to see what we know, like who talks about this. No one talks about it. But in the new Frankel Rambam, so he sends us to a Har Tzvi. So I over here said, wow, there's a tshuva of the Har Tzvi. In other words, Bedin Avil Biyom Rushin Shapatar Mitfilin, Al Da'as Kushyoso, that the Har Tzvi was asked, but the Avil Biyom Rushin Shapatar Mitfilin, V'alfina mehai kradi yecheskel pe'er chachavu shalecha im kein neimash u'pater rak mishol rosh de pe'er nikra shol rosh avo b'shol yad yitchayev. That Yerushalmi, Talmud Chacham, asked the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in other words, that why should the din of pe'er chachavu shalecha apply beyond the shol rosh? So the Har Tzvi says, well, we find all over that the tefillin are hukshu zeh lazeh, He brings in terms of the or behema tahora. He brings in terms of the halchamoshe misina. He brings, you know, rayos. But he says v'ulam. He ends his tshuva. Lefize yesh ayin barambam shekosav shalmin yantisha bav umiksas chachamim noagum shelo niach tefillin shel rosh. Because I'll go to my manisha, v'chein b'sefer amitzvos she'asur mishum she'nikra pe'er. Namely, that we seem to have a disconnect between Hilchos Avel, where we don't find anyone distinguishing between Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh, and Hilchos Tisha B'Av, where the Rambam quotes such a minog, and it fits in very beautifully, but, you know, Hilchos Tisha B'Av is based on Hilchos Avel. And so why does this only, you know, it's practically, why do we find these Miksas Chachamim only dealing with Tisha B'Av as opposed to Hilchos Avel? I mean, you know, it would be terrible to say that they wanted to make a pshara between the Rush and the Maharami Rutenberg, and therefore they decided to only take off Tfilin Shel Rosh. I mean, there must be a better chiluk than, you know, than saying that we have over here a pshara. I'm just putting it al shulchan malachim. I'm sorry, I didn't see the Haritzvi until last night when I looked at the two-volume of Frankel rather than the one-volume Frankel. So we have over here then what appears to be, in terms of our chakira, is the ptur of tefillin by an avil a din in chaloshein begavra, or is it a ptur in terms of minhagi avelus? So that appears to be a machlokas between the Ramba, I'm sorry, between the Rosh and Maharami Rutenberg, where on Tisha B'Av we have the chaloshein avil begavra, but we don't have the dinim of shiva. We only have the dinim of all of Shiva, not of part of Shiva, and then the Rambam brings in a new possibility of distinguishing between Tfilin Shel Rosh and Tfilin Shel Yad and L'chora, as the Har Tzvi leaves B'Tzarach Iyun. Why would that only apply to the world of Tisha B'Av and not apply to the world of Avil? Yes.
How would it manifest on Tisha B'Av? It was like Nikugei Yom Rishon. Like, what would that mean?
In other words, on Tisha B'Av, what the Rosh points out, the way he learns the Braisa, kol mitzvos that apply shenoagos ba'avel, kol shiva noagos b'Tisha B'Av. And since tefillin does not apply kol shiva, that's why it's not noeg on Tisha B'Av. That's the Rosh's diuk. And with the Tisha B'Av, I'm sorry, that tefillin is a din of nihug avelus on the first of the 7 days. But since we only apply to Tisha B'Av that which is knowing all 7 days, that's why the Ptur of Tefillin doesn't apply.
So it's just based on Lashon, it's not based on like if it was more, it's not like actual, you should do something, if it was really like Yom Rishon to do something additional on Tisha B'Av.
That's what the Rosh is Medayik in the Braisa, that since the Braisa gives a klal and pratim, and all the pratim are that which apply to all 7 days of Avelus, that only that level applies to Tisha B'Av. Not to the first day of Minhagi Avelus. Well, the Maharami Rutenberg says, forget about that. This is the Ein Yom Mar Yosem Mimenu. Namely, this is the Chaloshem Avil Begavra on the first day. This if it applies to an Avil Yachid, Kavachomer, it applies to an Avil of the Tzibur. Okay. Adkan in terms of what we dealt with on Yom Rishon. Then the Gemara moves over now to another maimar of Rav Abba bar Zavda Marav. Amar Rav Abba bar Zavda Marav, Ovel Chayav B'Sukkah. Ovel Chayav B'Sukkah. Gemara asks, Pshita. What's the Pshita that Ovel is Chayav B'Sukkah based on the previous Sugya?
He's
Chayav in all mitzvos. That's exactly what Rav said on Daf Kaf Hei Amud Aleph. Ovel Chayav B'Chol Mitzvos Hamurus B'Torah Chutz Menat Tfilin. In other words, so therefore, b'chora, this is pshita that an avil is chayav in sukkah. We don't need a maimar of Rav Abba bar Zavda to tell us that an avil is chayav in a sukkah. So the Gemara says, mahu detema ho'ilva amar Rav Abba ho'ilva amar Rava. To read the correct yourself, ho'ilva amar Rava. Since we have a maimar of Rav on kafav amid aleph mitztayer pater min asukkah, we would have had a hava mina hainami mitztayer hu kamash malan.
So
So we're coming up now with the new psul. Up to now we've dealt with the psul b'chol haTorah kula of osik b'mitzvah patur min haMitzvah. Now we say maybe avil is patur from a different psul, from the psul of mitztayer, from the ptur, I'm sorry, from the ptur of mitztayer. What's the makor of the ptur of mitztayer? Tehu kein tadur, right? Now, Tosfos says, I mean, this is sort of assumed. Tosfos on Daf Kavav HaMedalef, the Rebbe Maskil, Holchei Drachim Bayom, points it out in the middle of Tosfos. It's a small Tosfos. Three lines into Tosfos, V'chein mitztayer, depatru le'el men hasuka, hainu miteshvu kein taduru, ein adam dar v'makom she mitztayer. That we have a din of teshvu kein taduru. Now, what does the Pasuk say? Basukos teshvu, shivas yamim, no, it's Bal Korei called Ezrach v'Yisrael, Yeshvu Basukot. Yeah. Where do you see in this pasuk Teshvu Kein Taduru? Where do we have any kind of? It says Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamin. Teshvu can mean one of two things. Teshvu can mean to sit. You can sit anywhere. Teshvu Kein Taduru means the way you would sit in your house. Where do you see in Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamin the drasha of Teshvu Kein Taduru? But that's the question. In other words, Teshvu Kein. You know, every time the Torah says Teshvu, it implies Kein Taduru. That's possible. It's possible, maybe. By Yeshev Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov, Yeshev B'Shalva. Okay, in other words, that maybe. But there, yes?
You see the second part of the pasuk.
So there is a Ritva. I'm just mentioning it now. Be simply when with the Sugi Mitzvah, we're not going to go into now. I know that Rav Benosh gave Mar Makos, but we'll get to Mitzvah. Nirtz Hashem. Well, you know, Vito Bismano, when we see the sugya inside, particularly in terms of the sugya of rain, in terms of is there a din of a chumrah Mitzvah, is there a din of Mitzvah Yom Rishon? We'll get to it. But there is a ritva that is important, so I put it on the page. V'yesh lishol lama nichtav ha'ezrach klal. In other words, why in the world does the Torah bother to tell us in the Sefer, Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim, Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu Basukos. Why bring in Kol HaEzrach? Shamati B'Shem Rabbeinu HaGadol HaRamban Sheba Lomar Shal Yischayev B'Suka Elami Shehu KeEzrach Ra'anan. That the people who are Chayev and Sukkah are those people who are established and sprite and well-rounded citizens. Prat l'holchei drachim v'shomrei peros u'mitztayer v'kayotzei bahem. In other words, that the individuals who would be dar in the sukkah, who would have a sense of the sukkah becoming their permanency, that would be meaningful as opposed to holchei drachim shomrei peros u'mitztayer. V'kol mai darina b'kol duchta teshvu kein taduru me'hocha nafkalei. That it's learned out because we're defining the teshvu as the ezrach. The Haikra Golilan Maidiksiv Teshu, any yeshiva kolduhu, El Yeshiva Kaindira, Kagonva Yeshiv Yaakov Eretz Migrei Aviv, Vachirim Bakosov. Where is this Ramban that he is quoting? Shamati Yishenu HaGadol HaRamban. So if you look on the Pasuk of Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamim in Chumash, the Ramban there ends up, V'yitachen Shiomer Kol Asher Ke'ezrach Ra'anan B'Beiso. This is what the ritual was quoting. Lahotzi Mefarse Yamim, V'holchei Al Haderach. In other words, so the Teshvu Kein Taduru certainly is an expression of Teshvu. It's certainly a meaningful Teshvu. But the fact that the Torah says HaEzrach, that cements the fact that we're dealing over here with a Teshvu Kein Taduru. Okay, so we have over here a Teshvu Kein Taduru, which excludes Mitztayer. We would have thought this would have excluded also the Avel, Kamash Malan, only at Sara de Memela. How does Rashi explain? Best of my knowledge, everyone explains like Rashi. How does Rashi explain Sara de Memela as opposed to the Tzara of the Avel? What is the source of the Tzara? The Sukkah itself, right? The Sukkah itself has within it a source of Tzara, heat, cold, bugs, you know, where it's that is the source of the tzar. That's what's poter, as opposed to the avel, where the source of his tzar is internal, inside of him. Nothing to do with the sukkah. In other words, he'll be mitzvah wherever he is. If he's at home, he'll also be mitzvah. So that's not a reason to patter you from a sukkah. Patering you from a sukkah means that when you're patering from a sukkah, you're no longer going to be mitzvah. Right? In the house, you're not going to be mitzvah. Only in the sukkah there are flies, not in the house. But if you're going to be mitzvah all over, so there's no patur of mitzvah. Yes?
It sounds like from Rashi, a little bit differently from that, because he says that when you have hovo lovely the mitzvah.
Yes?
Not that you're going to be depressed anywhere, so you might as well be in the sukkah, is that you have an obligation to change that status.
So you're 100% correct that there is, that Rashi, and the Gemara itself, implies that somehow there is some connection between the sukkah and the tsar that can be overridden. But what would be the connection between the sukkah and the tsar? So if you look in the, if you look together with me in the Rush, the Rush fleshes it out a little bit in Perek Beis. Sif Katan Zayin. Yeah. Avil Chayev Besuk Pshita Maugei Mahol Vama Rav and Stepatim and Asuk Anime Metzatayer Hu. So the Rush explains, Hainem Etzterhu Bi Yeshivas Hasuka Yoser Mi Yeshivas Habayis. The Avil Chafetzulhi Yos Misbodeid Vyoshev Makom Tsar Vafela Kideli Yos Tarud Bitsaro Kamash Malan Hanemele Tsar Namela Vachule. Namely, we're dealing over here where an Avil would feel worse in a sukkah than in a house. He would rather be able to isolate himself in a house. You can isolate yourself. You can't isolate yourself in a sukkah where people are walking by every moment. You're in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. You can't isolate yourself. So we also have, to a certain degree, a tsar stemming from the sukkah. So where then do we draw the line between the tsara, the memela, and the avel? In other words, that it
comes from.
What?
Where the tsar comes from.
In other words, that we're dealing, are we dealing with an objective tsar or a subjective tsar? If we're dealing with something which is objectively, the temperature in the sukkah doesn't lend itself to his being able to find pleasure there. Objectively, he can't deal with flies and mosquitoes. But over here, in terms, in Achinami, he finds it difficult to be in the sukkah because of his aveilos, but that's something that he can override internally. In other words, so what the Rush does is simply take away sort of the obvious, you know, that which, you know, and brings it into the fact that we have over here a certain line, and this will be very helpful to us in terms of dealing with the chasan v'shushbinim, to try and understand where we're going to draw lines. Namely, it's not as though we have simply, is the sukkah a cause? The sukkah can be a cause of tsar and still be chayav in sukkah if we will determine that it's not an objective cause but a subjective cause. Correct? Okay. Then the Gemara moves over b'emet to the world of chasan v'shushbinim. V'amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda Marav chasan v'shushbinim v'chol b'nei ha-sukkah ha-chupa peturin min ha-sukkah kol shiva. My taima mishum debo'u le mechte. What, in other words, simply seeing things in the context of the previous sugya, how many peturim have we seen from Daf Kafei Amar Aleph to Daf Kafei Amar Beis in terms of the world of sukkah? We had the p'tur of osig mitzvah patur na mitzvah, and we've had the p'tur of mitztayer. Here we have Chasan Shushbinu Chabani Achupa Peturim in Hasukkah Kol Shiva. What Chakira can you raise, or what question can you raise? Not about Chakira. What question would you raise? Which Ptur are we dealing with? Which Ptur comes about because Mishum Deboi Le Michte? What level are we talking about? Are we talking about the issue of Osek V'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, or are we talking about the issue of Mitztayer? What did you see in your search through the Rishonim? It's a machlokas. Who is the? I mean, well, you know, it's who do you want to choose to be the representative of the Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah camp?
Tosfos is the easy one.
Tosfos over here on the top, Chasson Tatur,
yeah,
that we'll have to see. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and let's hold off Tosfos for a little bit, but who says it very, 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 very clearly?
The Ran.
The Ran, right. The Ran says it black on white, that the Chasson over here is Patur because of Osik v'mitzvah, Patur min ha-mitzvah. Who takes the opposite approach, or the other approach, explicitly? And Rashi, the end of the Baal Hamor, perhaps, but then we're going to have a problem with our Rashi. We'll have to see what Rashi really holds. But is there a Rishon that, again, that is, that you don't have any question about? What about the Ravid? Can we use the Ravid? Let's look for a moment. Where in the world is the Ravid? Sorry, can't find it. Right. I'll read up my Gemara. Okay.
The font's not as good, but at least it's where it's supposed to be. Yes.
The Ravid says, Choshan v'hod de patri misuka mishum mitzta'er. V'hod de patri misuka mishum mitzta'er. The ego chadu bahade chasan kol shiva mitztarim heim v'chasan. Thank you. Okay, so we have a machlok between the Ran and the Ravid. Okay, what Tosfos will come to in terms of Rashi before we get to what the Baal Hamor says within Rashi. What does Rashi say within Rashi? If you look at the top of Daf Kavav Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings another brisa. What we're dealing with now is the Maimar of Rav Abba Bar Zavta. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa that has a Tanakama and Mishum Rabbi Shela. And Rashi says on that brisa, on the second line on Daf Kof Hav Med Aleph, Les lehu lahane tanoi haosik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. The implication would be that previously, when we were dealing with an Amora, Rav Abba Bar Zavda Marav, what was he working with? Osik v'mitzvah, patim and mitzvah. Let's look ahane tanoi, namely that when we move over to the Braisa, we're going to take a step away from Osik v'mitzvah, but up to now we've been working with the world of Osik v'mitzvah, patim and mitzvah. Okay, so let's take the two approaches. Let's start with the Ran, and what appears to be Rashi and Daf Kofav, and again, leave in abeyance Tosfos, leave in abeyance the Baal Hamor. Let's take their sheet that we're dealing with Osik v'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. That implies that what is a mitzvah? L'sameach chasan v'kala. That we have a mitzvah, l'sameach chasan v'kala. And therefore, since we have individuals who are Osik v'mitzvah, they are patur from sukkah. Nu is, we all know that hachnasas kala is not just a mitzvah, but a very, very special mitzvah of Keren Kayem, Eslam Haba, etc. Hachnasas Kala is not Simchas Chasan V'Kala. What is Hachnasas Kala? What's the mitzvah of Hachnasas Kala? What?
Before the
Kala. Escorting her. Escorting her, right. In other words, escorting the Kala. That's Gemara in Megillah. Megillah. And Megillah on Daf Kaftes over there, Rashi says Hachnasas Kala, Lavos is a Kala, Mi base aviha le beit hachupa, to escort the kala. And the Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer discusses, but we don't escort the kala, we escort the chasan, the women escort the kala. So how can we be mekayim the mitzvah chasan kala? So he has various etzos of maybe we could go to the Badekin, you know, and that would be a kiyum of chasan kala. But it's you know, it's sort of Hachnasas Kala sort of has lost its luster nowadays. But Simchas Chasan V'Kala is a totally separate inyan. Is it a mitzvah? You know, what do we see?
Well,
We saw this already previously. Is it a mitzvah? What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Yudalad? Mitzvah asay shel divrehem levakir cholim lenachem aveilim lehotzi hameis lehachnis hakala, that's hachnas hakala, lelabos orachim, lesasek bekol tzarchei hakvura, v'chulei, v'chein lesameach hakala v'hachosan. Ulasa'adam bekol tzarcheihem, ve'elu hen gemilus chasadim shebegufo she'en lahem shir. Ve'af al pi shekol mitzvos elu midivrehem, harehem bichlal v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. Kol hadvarim sh'ata rotsa shi'asu osam l'cha achirim, aseyata osan l'achicha b'torah u'v'mitzvos. Everyone on this Rambam was bothered by the issue that if harehem bichlal v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha, why call them mitzvos asay midivrehem? I mean, like, why go down to a drabanan if we're starting with a daraisa? No, what would you say? What would be the direction to search for the answer?
The rabbis have the ability to define.
The way that Arya explaining it is that it's sort of like molacha on chol hamoed, right? That the Torah hishiru makam chachamim lesgader bo, that we can describe. That's very possible, but then it turns out that l'fi that shita, that just like there's a day that malach an chol hamoed is doraisa, so it turned out that simchas chasan v'kala is doraisa. But it appears over here from the Rambam, mitzvah aseh shel divrehem, that it's a mitzvah midrabanan. Between what and what can you be machalek in the world of mitzvahs? We dealt with this in the Rav Shita in terms of. In terms of tefillah and in terms of tshuva, simcha, b'yom tov, avelus, that what, how can we distinguish in terms of two aspects of a mitzvah? The chiyuv and the kiyum. Namely that the chiyuv is mitzvahs aseh shel divrehem, that to livakir, in other words, to do this as a chiyuv, this is what Rabbanon in your Arizam is defined. The kiyum would be a kiyum d'oraisa, but the chiyuv would be a chiyuv d'rabbanon, namely that within the world of mitzvahs, we would put these under chiyuvim d'rabbanan, and it would come under a general world of akiyum d'oraisa, of gemilus chasodim begufo, of yahavta l'reicha kamocha. But we find a mitzvah asay divrehem on everyone, you know, to be mesameach chasan v'kala. And if we look back at the Rambam Hilchos Ishus, v'chein tiknu chachamim shekol anosei besuri yasameach ima shivas yamim eino osek v'malachto, etc., that we have a unique mitzvah on the chasad. Once we have a mitzvah of simcha for the world to be mesameach, for every Jew to be mesameach a chasad and a kala, and we have another takana for every chasad to be mesameach his kala, right, for a period of shivas yamim. And that's what's brought and then we had the Rambam that we said in Hilchos Avel, Moshe Rabbeinu Tiken Lama Yisrael, Shivas Yimei Aveilus V'Shivas Yimei Mishta. Namely, that we're dealing with layer upon layer of Takana, that within the Simcha of Klal Yisrael and within the Simcha of the Chasan, we have the concept of Shiva. If you turn the page over, so we have all this brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Sif Aleph, Mitzvah L'Sameach Chasan V'Kala, L'Rakev L'Faneha, Lomar Shinova Chasuda. Again, how are you? Practically, how are you mesameach? So the Gemara speaks about Rabbi Yehuda bar Aviloi, how you merakid, and Lomar Lefaneha, we have Hillel and Shammai in terms of Kala Noah v'chasuda. So we have, these are means of being mesameach chasan v'kala, and Siman Samach Dalet Sifal of the previous Siman, Hanose Besula Tzarech L'smoach Ima Zayin Yamim, that he should be free in terms of his time to be mesameacher. If we're assuming, again, not like Aryeh's Havamina, but like Aryeh's Maskana, namely that the mitzvah Simchas Chasan V'Kala is a mitzvah, but it's basically a mitzvah midivrehem. So here, the poskim were bothered, how do we deal with the Gemara in Ksuvos when we have two things on the table, Shivas Yimei Mishta and Shivas Yimei Aveilus? Why do we say that under certain circumstances we allow the simchas, the shivas yimei simcha, to precede the shivas yimei aveilus? The shivas yimei the Shivas Yimei Mishta are clearly Drabanan. What's the status of the Shivas Yimei Avelus? I sent you to the Rif. What's the status of Shivas Yimei Avelus? So we have a Machlokas Rishonim, summarized very succinctly by Shulti Giborim. The Gaonim held all Shivas Yimei Avelus are Doraisa. The Rambam, we saw already, held only the first day is Doraisa, the rest is Drabanan. The Rif agrees with the Rambam. And the Bali HaTosfos held that it's all Drabanan. So according to the Bali HaTosfos, Mela, you have two Drabanans on your table, so it's not a big deal to choose one over the other. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, particularly according to the Gaonim, how do we understand why in the world Yimei Mishta should precede Yimei Avelus? This bothered the Radvaz, and he quotes a Rav. V'tirei tzaran, d'yesh l'chachamim levatel divrei Torah b'she'al ta'asa. It's against the rules, really. In Achinami, that we have Avelus Yom Rishon is Devar Torah. It should precede Shivas Yimei Mishta, but we have a unique decision of Chazal, Levatel Devar Torah B'Shevi Al Ta'ase. But when you think about it, what does that mean in terms of the Minhage Avelus? What does it mean to be Mevatel sitting on the floor? B'shevi al ta'asa.
It means the act of leaving
sameach. Leaving aside the actively being sameach. So you won't be actively be sameach, right? But you won't be mekayim avelus actively. But not being mekayim avelus actively, that's shevi al ta'asa. Getting up from the floor, washing your face, that's shevi al ta'asa. Learning Torah, that's shevi al ta'asa.
I thought it was the opposite. The being of avelus were dinner shevi al ta'asa. That's where.
In other words, you're 100% correct. Namely, the sitting on the floor and not washing are kiyumim of a shevi altase of avelus.
Right.
That there's a shevi altase of avelus of not doing. That's the kiyum of avelus is a shevi altase. Breaking that shevi altase is considered to be. Is considered to be in the hands of the chachamim levatel divrei Torah b'shevi altase, even though it's by allowing the individual to do actions. And if you're telling the individual, don't stay on the floor, get up, don't not wash. But since the core of avelus is the shevi altase, that's the nosnu chachamim levatel divrei Torah. In an area of Shevi Al Tasa, since the kiyum of Avelus is a Shevi Al Tasa, and that's one Teirutz. And then in Achinami, you would be limited in terms of the Simcha, not to make a Kumva Asay. The Od Nearly Lataris Ein Chamim Bevatlin HaAvelus LeGamri LeDochen Oso LeYom SheAcher. That the moment that we would define that when do we have a din of Avelus according to the Rambam and the Rif, when do we have a din d'oraisa of avelus? Only when it's Yom Misa of Yom Kvura. If we'll push off the Yom Kvura, then it's no longer a d'oraisa. And we will turn the avelus, even the first of avelus, into a drabanan, and in that way we can allow the Yimei Mishta to take precedence. Okay, so we have a mitzvah of simcha. So now we move over into the possibility, is there room to say in sukkah that you're potter from sukkah because osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. So let's look at the Gemara through the lens of the Ran, through the lens of Rashi, that the issue is osik b'mitzvah. Chasen shishbinu chabenei ha-sukkah peturin min ha-sukkah ol shiva ma'itayim ha-mishum deboi lemechdei. That we have a desire to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha boi lemechdei, and it cannot be mekuyam taner'eh in the sukkah. So Gemara asks, why not? Lechlu besukkah velechdu besukkah. Now, according to Rashi and Tosis that we saw last week, what over here is the Gemara's question? When we only apply Osei Vim Tzapatim under what circumstances? Yesh L'Kayim Et Shneihem. Here it's Ev Shel L'Kayim Et Shneihem. And according to the Ran, that we apply it even if Ev Shel L'Kayim Et Shneihem. But over here, it could be orchayu lechti besukah. There's you're not being cramped in your style. You can be sinach besukah. So Gemara answers ein simcha ela bechupa. That somehow takes us out of the realm of it turns it into an Eif Shalakayim Shneim according to Tosfos, and it would turn it minimally into a Toreach according to the Ram. Lechdu besuka v'lechdu b'chupa ein simcha makom ele m'makom suda v'levdu chupa besuka abayam ishum yichud rava mishum tzar chasad. That we have an issue over here of ein simcha ele b'chupa bizman suuda. Right? That we need that combination, and that combination does not go hand in hand with sukkah. What is this din of ein chupa ein simcha ele b'chupa? How many deos did you see in the Rishonim? And what does it mean? Ein simcha ela b'chupa. What is the practical application of ein simcha ela b'chupa? What over here is meant by that phrase? Three, or if you want to, two and a half. Okay, but clearly we have a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rav, right? What does Tosfos say ein simcha ela b'chupa means? Iker Yishuv, right? That's exactly what Tosfos points out, that the Chasan and Kala choose a place which is going to be Iker Yishuvam for all of Shiva. Makom Iker Yishivas Chasan V'Kala, that is the place where you need to have the Sudot in order to have a Birkas Chasan, in order to have Sheva Brachos. A Suda anywhere which is not Iker Makoman, in a restaurant or in a friend's house, that would not be Ein Simcha, there would be no Sheva Brachos. And therefore, the Sukkah is not Ikar Yeshuvam, period. Why can't the Sukkah be Ikar Yeshuvam? The Gemara says, Abaye and Rav. Okay? But the Sukkah is not Ikar Yeshuvam. So therefore, we have a situation where Tosfos, Lashitato, of E.F. Sharlakayim et Shneihem. The Rush, as Ben pointed out, is a permutation of Tosfos. It appears from Tosfos that the Chassid and Kala sort of are stuck in one home for the entire Shiva. What does the Rosh allow for? A change of Iker, right? In other words, you can't be a wandering, minstrel, it's a traveling salesman. You have to have an Iker, but you can decide to have an Iker for 3 days and then to have another Iker for another 4 days. Parallel, fascinatingly, to the 21st century minhag of Shiva. That it used to be in the 20th century and the 19th and the 18th and 17th, etc., people sat Shiva in one place. And they just remained in that one place. With the advent of air travel and Kuros and Eretz Yisrael and families sitting Shiva in Chutz La'aretz, we have the concept of you begin Shiva in Eretz Yisrael. And then you move back to Chutz La'aretz, so you begin Shiva in home A in Ranana, and then you continue Shiva in Kiryat Shmona. In other words, that we have that sense of being able to move a kfiyas. It was not always that way. It's only because a desire to maximize nichum avelim, given the fact that you can be in two places very far from one another relatively quickly.
Was it controversial when it changed?
It was controversial when it changed. I mean, people raised eyebrows, let's put it that way. But etzem, it's the Rush. The Rush already is the precedent for it. So Shiva Yemei Avelus and Shiva Yemishta are both Takanas of Moshe Rabbeinu. They both have very similar criteria. And so if the Rush says that in the Chinami we need an Ikar Makam, but we can change our Ikar, so that turned into the Makar of that, which many people do. Spend 3 days in Eretz Yisrael, 3 days in Chutz La'aretz, 1 day in New York, 3 days in California, etc. Okay. However, this is all necessary to create an E-Efshar. But the Ran has a totally different definition of Ein Simcha Ela B'chupa. Let's look at the Ran inside. Maybe I'll be able to find it. I will search for a little while. Yeah, after the Ran quotes Tosfos, Ubevadai, he points out, Shasimcha b'ma'ono omrin osa afilu shalo b'chupa, deha michiramu sare b'isisa amrinan lei, deleka chupa. We find the concept of simcha b'ma'ono even preceding the chupa. So if it precedes the chupa, clearly it's not totally in an ikar yeshiva schasan v'kala. V'kevan shekein yeshlomar da afilu shalo b'makom chupa mevarchim birkas chasanim, deha bracha. Af agav demishum simcha ka'asya lo talya b'chupa. So what is our Gemara talking about according to the Ran? What does it mean ein simcha lo b'chupa if we're not defining a place? V'hacha hachi ka'amrinan di ikar simcha lesa ela b'chupa v'kach nohagim hayom levarach birkas chasanim b'kol achas mi'batei hachatuna kol zman shachasan makalahim sham avo nekuda. What is... In other words, even though the Rana ends up that it would be nice to be choshesh for Divrei Rabbi Seinu HaTzarfatim for Tosfos and the Rosh, but how did he learn the Gemara? What does it mean ein simcha lo b'chupa if you can have simcha anywhere? You can have birkas chasanim anywhere. Iker simcha ela b'chupa, meaning we're not talking over here about a location. What are we speaking about? We're speaking over here not about a location, but about a quality of simcha. That if we want to know what is the quality of simcha that we aspire to, even if we're not in the chuppah, we aspire to the level of simcha that existed in the chuppah. And that is what is the problem in the sukkah. That we can't reach that level of simcha. We can't aspire to that level of simcha. And therefore, l'shita saran, since we can't reach that level of simcha, lo chiyav Torah, right? And with to do, you know, with lo chiyav Torah, to do a second mitzvah if it's going to be at the expense, partially, of the first mitzvah. So, the in other words, The before we knew a concept of an aspiration for a level, we said so. It's efshar lasos shneihem or chayu. You can be sameach in a sukkah. You can dance in a sukkah. But if we have to aspire to the ikar simcha which existed at the time of the chuppah, that's where we have the you know, it's the stira between the sukkah and the simcha. Namely, so what came first, the chicken or the egg? In other words, did the Ran, in terms of where did the criteria come from? If Tosfos is efshar, and the Ran's, you know, words that lo chayav letroach, and their perushim and ein simcha ela b'chupa, they fit, and it fits. The Tosfos and Rashi's definition fit their definition of osik b'mitzvah patur and a mitzvah and efshar l'kayim shneihem. The Rashi's Ran's hagdara of ein simcha b'chupa as a quality to aspire to fits his definition of ein chayev l'troach. But it, was that the, in other words, what was over here, in other words, what came first, their definition or this definition or that definition? I don't know. In other words, would they have said it independently if they wouldn't have had the problem of osik mitzvah tovah and mitzvah? I don't know. What I did try to send you to is to a fascinating cross-pollinization of minhagim. If we were simply to have on the table the Rishonim that we've seen, and we were to ask ourselves, what would be minhag Ashkenaz, and what would be minhag Sfarad, in terms of where you can have Sheva Brachos, what would you say is minhag Ashkenaz? Like the Rosh and Tosfos. And what would be minhag Sfarad? Like the Ran. But we find, Pum Fakert, that if you look in the Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim, Shemachasan Yotze Michupaso, Afilu kalaso imo v'holchim le'echol bebayis acher ein omrim sham birkas chasanim v'hanei mile kishadaito lachzor achar kachu chupaso. This is Tosfos and the Rosh. Avalim holch gamri lebayis acher v'koach habura imo nasa oso bayis ikar gam sham nikra chupa. This is the Rosh. Umevarchim birkas chasanim v'chein lefamim holchim achasim v'akal l'ir acheres tzarech levarach sham birkas chasanim imutoch shiva v'ein daito lachzor. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh, and this is the minhag of Sfarad, that you require an ikar. You require an ikar makom. I mean, the minhag of those who really keep minhag Sfarad. You can't have a sheva brachos in a hotel or in a restaurant or at a friend's home. The sheva brachos should be in the ikar yeshiva schasan bekala that can move. You could have an ikar yeshiva schasan bekala in Baltimore and then have another one for 3 days in New York, but it should be in one place. However, the Taz was already bothered that in Ashkenaz it appeared they weren't noheg like Tosos and the Rosh, and so the Taz wants to understand that really the Rosh is like the Ran, that there really nowadays is no ikar of a Simchas Chasan Bekala, but anywhere in which the anywhere in which the chas and the kala are found, and a meal is being made for them, that would be the world of ein simcha ela b'chupa. And he points out that once upon a time there used to be a Beit Chasan. There was a Beit Chupa. There was such a place. But nowadays that the Chupa is basically a canopy, so clearly that is not considered to be any Ikar Yeshivas Chasan V'Kala. And so anywhere where a Suda is made L'Chvoda Chasan V'Kala U'Smeichim Haran, etc. In other words, that's a minhag that has been adopted in Ashkenaz. So we have a cross pollinization. It's like in terms of what is the Mahadrin minha Mahadrin on Hanukkah, that the Sfardim follow Tosfos to have one, in other words, one person light according to the number of people in the house, and we follow the Rambam, that everyone has his own eight candles, etc. So, okay, so this is what we have in terms of Ein Simcha, in terms of the Osek B'Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah approach. But we pointed out that the Ravid disagrees totally. Why does he disagree totally? Does he feel that there's no mitzvah of Simchas Chasan V'Kala? Would anyone say that? Is the Ravid Masig on the Rambam in Hilchos Avel when he says mitzvos asay l'sameach chasan v'kala? Ravid says no, there's no mitzvah to be l'sameach chasan v'kala. Pashas no. So what does he disagree on? He has a statement there. No, Ben, you have it in front of you. He says it's mitzvah. Why is it? Why does he learn as mitzta'er? He says chasan v'shushbinin. Oh, Zehu. Why are you saying it so, you know, like lackadaisically? Okay.
It's not really a justification.
What? That's that you just said it. In other words, the chasan. In other words, he says, "Kulu sviralahu." All the deos, including this day, hold osik mitzvah patim and hamitzvah. However, chasan v'shushbinav ubenei achupa lav oskin b'mitzvah ninhu. Lav oskin b'mitzvah ninhu. They're not osik b'mitzvah. We can't use the p'tur of osik b'mitzvah patan mitzvah when they're not osik b'mitzvah. So clearly, as you know, there is a mitzvah simchas chasan v'kala. So what does it mean lav oskin b'mitzvah? They're not osik b'mitzvah. No, okay, so now go back. The Ravid is agreeing with which shita in order to be able to say that chasan v'shushbinav rav oskin b'mitzvah ninhu. It's much more. They're actively involved. No one's saying, you know, when they're singing, they're dancing. That's active involvement. There's tircha. But what isn't there? Tirda. There's no tirda. Rav oskin b'mitzvah ninhu. Where did we see a shita that there's no p'tur other than tirda? That's the Gaonim, then derive it over here. That's where he's going back to. Lav oskim mitzvah ninu. There's no tirda. it's no different than what the Gemara just spoke about a minute ago, before we got to Chasan v'Shishbinin. Avel. There's no difference between Avel and Chasan v'Shishbinin. The Avel is in his Avelus, there in their Mishteh, just like the Avel is not Tarud in his Avelus, so also they're not Tarud in their Simcha. Simcha is in other words, is something which is a manifest, an external manifestation of an inner mood, but that inner mood is not something that should pull you away from a sukkah. There's no anxiety. The tir that we spoke about that patters an individual is an anxiety. So we have a tirda of koneses habasula. We have a tirda of holech, lekabel penei rabo. We have a tirda of holech liftos shvuyim. Those are anxieties. Simchas chasan v'kahla is not an anxiety. There's no anxiety. And if there's no anxiety, so then there's no ptur of osik v'mitzvah, patur men ha-mitzvah. So that's what the Ravid says. So if they're not osik b'mitzvah, we can't search for the p'tur in that area. That's why he moves over to mitzvah. Yes?
But they say that the Rambam fits into the Gaon.
Okay.
So the Rambam is disagreeing, or the Ravid is.
We have no idea. When we get to the Rambam in these halachos, the Rambam simply quotes the halachos without, puts them all in one halacha. Holchei drachim shomrei ginos, where it's chasan v'shushbinav. He just puts them all together, but doesn't give us any sense of context of what he's referring to. That's why, even though normally I would be very happy to delve into the Rambam, there's nothing to sink one's teeth into. It's simply just a list of pturim. Yes.
How do you know that can't spend the Ravid in terms of like Ashar or Yashar of Hanjanim? Couldn't you say also that it's just,
you know,
Tosos and
that's
Afshar
Lekhaim Shneim
here?
In which that he would learn the sugya like the Ran, that chuppah is equality, again, and then learn like Tosos' criteria of Efshar, yeah? The Gemara says that the reason that we have an issue of a ptur is because ein simcha ela b'chupa ve'ein simcha ela b'shasuda, and somehow that does not allow for the sukkah to be the location. So we pointed out that according to Tosos, we have an efshar. Right, that the moment we say ein simcha b'chupa means you can't. It's not the ikar dira. It's efshar.
Okay.
Right. So, but the Ran, in other words, so you want to put into the Ravid. You want to learn.
You're just saying he said the chasam shush in and are not asukim b'mitzvah simcha. Right. So I can't just say it means because it's efshar. I'm saying that's why it's not called. That's why it doesn't fill the category of.
He continues. In other words, the Ran says three things. First, he says that in terms of the later sugya, that everyone agrees that osik b'mitzvah patar min ha-mitzvah. B, he says that chasan v'shushbina v'bnei achupa lav oskim b'mitzvah ninhu, and that the p'tur is one of mitzta'er. And then he says, then he learns through the sugya. V'hainu demakshinan, lichlu besuka v'lechti besuka. Let them do both. e oskin be mitzvah chashvinan lehu hechi makshinan. What, in other words, if the p'tur would have been oskin be mitzvah, how would you ask, let them do both? Harav chista v'rava kiyasu l'shifta derigla besukos ganu araksa depras afal gav dematzu l'migne besuka u'lemez l'rigla l'pirka l'kiyume tarte mitzvos. Now, namely, that he learns like the Ran. He learns that efshar l'kayim et shnehem, you're, right? He learns that, in other words, it doesn't fit in. In other words, he understands that there should be no p'tur, he understands that the p'tur of osik mitzvah, patur mitzvah should apply even in situations of efshar l'kayim et shnehem. Even in situations of efshar l'kayim et shnehem, there is a din of osik mitzvah, patur mena mitzvah. So how would you learn our sugya? So we said, according to the Ran, well, the Havamina was, it was Ku'ur Chayhu. But he doesn't, in other words, according to the Ravid, were we to be dealing with the world of Osek B'mitzvah, then even if Efshar L'kayim et Shnehem, you'd be Potter, totally. So he says black and white, not that, in other words, that it's not an issue. He says over here, were we be dealing with Oskim B'mitzvah, then Efshar Yefshar would not be a factor. He'd be Potter even if Efshar. But we're not dealing with Osek B'mitzvah. Okay? You know, it's according to Rav Haigon, this is what we pointed out, that the moment, when we're dealing with anxiety, even if the sukkah is right next to you, you don't have to go into the sukkah. You have anxiety, that's not on your radar screen. But over here, the Gemara asks, let them do both. So we see it's not anxiety. Anxiety is not, you know, where it's in the world of anxiety, even if it's right in front of you, you don't have to do both. Okay, so it's not a question over here with the criteria. He simply says they're not osik b'mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we're left with is, now we have the Ravid Shita of Mitztaer. How does this fit in with what we said earlier about Tsa'ara de Memela and the Tsa'ar of the Chasan? What over here is unique about the Tsa'ar of the Chasan Vishushbinav that would be considered to be in the world of Mitztaer as opposed to Avel? We'll start with that. Then, what you've already seen, how to learn the Braisa, Tanakama, and Rabbi Shela. How to learn that Braisa. Do they hold Osim Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah, and Osim Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah? What are, if not Osim Mitzvah, what are the Peturim? And then we'll get to what is Tosis Shishita, what's the Baal HaMor Shita, the Baal HaMor quoting Rashi. So we'll finish that. And then, I'd like to move over. I'd like to get up to, if we can get down to Cholin and Misham Shehem, I believe that I'll give you a page of my Makamos. If we get down to Cholin and Misham Shehem, that would be wonderful. To the middle of Kafav and Aleph. Okay, to complete the sugya over here of Osek the Mitzvah and Mitztaer. And then move over. Okay? So that's what I'd like to do next time. Okay, Bahatzlacha.